Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always this stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Did it pretty darn hard, I'll tell you what. Joe Mazzini, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room. And, you know, making a difference. Seriously, being with me makes a big difference. And I love when you comment on stories and that kind of thing. So, really do have a good time with you. Last night, some of you showed up. It wasn't an old show, so I don't know why you ran away. I pre-recorded quite a bit for you guys. And because I was asked to go speak at an event, and I almost started crying. I was so excited. I know some of you laughing, right? But seriously, in all seriousness, it was a group of parents in California, you ready? In California, that actually have had it. They had it with their school board. They've had it with what's going on. And basically, the bottom line with it was they wanted to make sure that they had the right information. They had what they needed. Because they wanted to make a difference. They wanted to be able to go in front of these school boards and basically tell them, I'm done. Enough with you people. Which, frankly, I think is wonderful. So, being on the school board myself, they wanted to know what it took to make something happen, to make a difference. And I'm telling you, people, when you have a group that large, 200 plus people, you don't need me. You just show up, and you're going to put the fear of God in these people. Look at it. It's happened all across the country. And yours truly have been telling you forever, take control, take it back, make a difference. And now I'm seeing it. I'm excited. Can you tell? I'm excited to see you guys doing this. It makes a world of difference. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We're gonna kind of do a Monday thing all over again, okay? I'm gonna have Kimberly Moran's gonna join us, join us, right after the break. Dr. B will join us also. You like also? and you know, in the third hour, I got so much I want to say. Seriously. I got a lot we need to talk about, a lot that we have going on, you know, and you need to, I need to, you need to, usins need to, you know about what's happening out there. I don't want to give away too much, but we were talking to some friends who perceives themselves as being somewhat connected to the real world, and we were asking simple questions about things that are going on in the world today. The pipeline, right? The Keystone Pipeline. Not aware. Totally disconnected, if you would. And I'm sitting there thinking to myself, how do you think you're connected? How do you think you have a clue? And you don't know about some of the most important issues going on. I was talking to a young lady today that I'll tell you, after 5 minutes of conversing with her, she was spewing, and I told her, you sound like a spokesperson for CNN, MSNBC, ABC, DFG. And that's where they're getting their information. And you talk about indoctrination. You talk about how much of it just sinks into them. You can't get it out. She spewed this stuff like it was gospel truth because she had heard it every day. And I say, where are the influences in their life? Where are you? Why aren't you around in helping her work this stuff out? Challenge her. And you don't challenge by jumping down their throats. That never works. It's like the joke I have about you guys, you Christian guys who want to get people saved. And you go, do you know Jesus? You go to hell, you know. Yeah, that works. You know what I mean? And I'm sorry, I do have a lot of fun with this because I find it so amusing at times. You know, again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And, yeah, I hear that we're going to do more of that later on, but I hear the drag queen shows are going on at military bases, too. They want to improve morality because nothing makes me feel better than to see a man with a beard trying to look like a woman with, you know, all kinds of freak-toid makeup on. Have you seen some of these? I'm surprised some of these kids are, you know, kids are petrified of clowns. There's something about clowns that, you know, some of them love them to death, some of them, and yet, somehow, this issue or item with these drag queens is going to make everything wonderful and easy. Yeah. Not going to happen. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. Stop that. A Burger King commercial. I'm not going to Burger King anymore either. I've about had it with these people. You know, how much are you willing to give up? I think that's a great question. You know, some people have actually argued with me that I shouldn't tell people to stop going to Burger King and stores that don't support us because people will lose jobs over it. You know what? Our founding fathers lost their lives over this. They lost their property. They lost their families. And you're worried about your job? You're worried about what people are going to know about you? Now, my Christian friends, man, this is really sad because who's your sufficiency? Is it God or your job? Really, no kidding. I'm not joking around here. After seeing those parents last night, and seeing the despair in their faces over, they didn't know what to do, but then after about a half a dozen of us told them they could win, they had a shot, they were excited. Anyway, Joe Mancini, your host, guess who's up next? Kimberly Moran joins us right after the break. Don't go far.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
We are back. You're listening to Real Sound of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged. Seriously. You know, I mean, there's a lot going on out there. There's a lot you need to be informed on. And as I was telling you before the break, in talking to a few people, I was surprised at how uninformed they actually were. And that wasn't putting them down. There are plenty of people out there who think that they've got it going on, that they have an answer, they understand, and they don't. Right? Anyway, always a pleasure to have Kimberly Marin. Usually she's here with us to kick off the week, but I had something else to be at last night, but she's agreed to join us tonight. So, Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
All right, lady. Now, we were talking during the break, which is when some of the best discussions happen, and I was telling you about what I went to yesterday, or last night, and you just laid it out. This is now... Parents are so mad now. We're seeing this happen all over. Look at the Loudoun County yesterday. Shut down their board meeting early because the parents were calling them out too much.
Yeah, they don't want a lot. This is happening across the country. The school boards don't like the fact that parents are actually coming finally and speaking out.
Who knew?
Because they care about their kids. This is the only good thing that happened as a result of COVID, Joe.
Yeah.
That's when this started, really. And then, now that parents are paying attention to COVID and people have their attention, they're getting informed about things like CRT and the drag queen reading to kids. They're getting more informed about things that have been going on for a while that they just didn't hear about or didn't pay attention to. But now, because they're paying attention to what's going on because of how horribly their kids were treated during COVID, they're not happy.
Well, they have seen, I've had teachers give me a video of parents, where they've seen what's happened right there on the screen with their kids, teachers yelling at other kids. And look, I get frustration levels. I get all of that. When you tell a kid, okay, I've had it, stop interrupting, we're going to shut you up. That's one thing. But when you start yelling at a child because their parents are Republicans or their parents support Trump or they're wearing a MAGA hat or what have you on a Zoom call, you've got some real serious issues you need to have taken care of, don't you
agree? That teacher should have been fired instantly. But of course she won't be, or he won't be, because union. That's how it works.
No, you're exact. Did you mute yourself for a second there?
No, I don't know what just happened. It was very weird. I thought you dropped off.
Why would I do that? But no, seriously, I mean, people really do, need to get informed. They need to not be afraid to go up there. And I was saying, look, I get it. You have a son, and a lot of mothers will say to me, look, this teacher's doing A, B, C, and D. And I said, great. Can I have the information or what classes you're? No, I don't want you to bring my son into it because I don't want him. I don't want the retaliation on him. I don't want this. It's like, all right. So if 20 of you come to me, and you tell me what's going on, and I can't do anything because you won't give me any real hardcore proof or information.
Right.
Then I can't do anything for you. I mean, really, is that simple?
And, unfortunately, the parents are right. That's why they have to do it as a group. They can't just do it one. Because they're right. There could be a retaliation because that's how some teachers behave. Same with college students in college. You can't speak up and speak your mind because you're afraid. Say you have all great grades, and then all of a sudden you voice your opinion that's in opposition to your professor. They're supposed to encourage that.
You're done.
So that's called critical thinking, but they don't.
Don't
in colleges and universities now. It's bad.
Seriously,
it's really bad.
No, I agree with you. I totally agree with you, and I think it's terrible the way they do that. For an institution, when I was growing up in the 70s, the colleges were seen as a place of, free thought, free flow of information, whether you agreed or disagreed, at least spirited conversation and what have you, and people would work things through. Now, you're looking around to see who's around before you open your mouth to say anything. It's not, unless you're in communist China, and somebody made a good point the other day. Why do we call it communist China? There are no social plans, plans for people. Really, it's all about the government in China. People don't have any rights of any kind.
Right.
No,
they don't.
It should be dictatorial China or something like that,
Authoritarian.
There you go. That works better.
That's more the case. that's the kind of stuff that the left tries to push here too.
Yeah. No, but you said it during the break, which is true. We're seeing the uprising. We're seeing more and more people willing to do it, and it really, frankly, it does my heart good because I'm so you've seen some of the clips of me at the school board. I sent them to you or told you some of the stuff going on, and you sit there and you go, this is not a defeatist attitude. This is just a bit of reality here. If you're not going to fight for your kids, why should I?
Yep.
Right? I mean, I'm not trying to be mean, but right?
Joe, I have fought the fight. I don't have any kids in any school districts in New Hampshire, but I have been fighting, exposing school boards, exposing school administrations, fighting against Common Core. I don't have a kid in the school district, but I'm fighting for other people's kids, and they're not standing up and fighting too.
Yep.
Eventually, people like me and other people, I know other people, same thing. They don't have any kids in the school district or the school system, but they fight and they inform parents. Parents are the ones who have to get up and stand up together. Not one-on-one, I get that. Stand up together, and as a group, you have so much power, you don't even know it.
Nope.
You wield so much power. Joe, you know.
I agree. I agree. You know, there was this old fellow that used to come to our school board meetings, and, you know, since COVID, he stays at home. No. But no kids in the district, no grandkids in the district, and he would come to every school board meeting, and he would always advocate from more languages in school. I mean, not crazy stuff, just real things that have gone away that, you know, again, that we need to bring back, we need to talk about, we need to have in these schools. And God bless him. I mean, seriously, there's no reason for him to be there. He could stay home and enjoy life. But he knew how important it was to be able to make a change. And you grandparents out there, you could do the same thing, right?
Oh, God, yeah. And, you know, there's a lot of grandparents, thanks to the drug epidemic, that are now taking care of their grandkids.
Oh, God. Yeah, you're
so
right.
I know some. I know some who are doing that. And they fight. They fight. Their grandchild isn't even in the school system yet, but they fight because they will be eventually. Well,
right.
Hopefully not. Hopefully they homeschool, but...
Yep.
That's a different ballgame.
So it's just amazing. It is amazing to me, again, at least after seeing what they saw online, they're now getting up, they're now making a change, and I love it.
Yes.
It's wonderful. Anyway, Joe Messina, your health, don't go far. Kimberly joins me on the other side of the break. You'll see the real side.
You are cheap. No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75%, spend over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels, plus rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A sweeping elections reform bill pushed by congressional Democrats has been blocked by Senate Republicans. In a Tuesday vote, the For the People Act was blocked from being brought to the floor for a debate by a 50-50 tally. 60 votes were needed to advance the proposal. The bill would have been the largest overhaul of the electoral system in decades, a measure Democrats say is needed as states have been passing their own election reform bills in the wake of last November's election. And House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she will appoint a select House committee to investigate the January 6th riots at the Capitol building. Pelosi reportedly made the announcement Tuesday at a meeting of a Democratic leadership committee, but did not offer details of her plan. The announcement comes after a bill to establish an independent 9/11-style commission to investigate the causes of the January 6th riot failed in the Senate. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Not that I care, but where is your husband?
Why, he's dead.
I'll bet he's just using that as an excuse.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and
we are back. Come and see your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. Yeah. If you get engaged, and not with this left-wing whackoid stuff, get engaged, get informed. As I told you earlier, I was talking to a young lady today about, you know, politics or what have you. She's going into college, and she has got it all together. And within 30 minutes, I was able to sow doubt about most of what she believes. Because she was spewing verbatim what we hear from CNN, MSNBC, ABC, DFG. That's why you grandparents, parents, aunts, uncles, you need to be talking to these young kids around you. You need to be setting them true on what's going on, giving them the truth. You know, whether you want to hear it or not, and whether they say it to you or not, especially you grandparents, they trust you. They trust what you have to say. They know you love them. And as long as you don't beat it into them, you'll make some forward motion with them. But stop being afraid to say anything. Some of you have said to me, well, what if I don't get to see my grandchildren? What if I don't get to? Well, then you don't get to see them. Would you rather have this country in your last days, your last breath, knowing that you could have said something and kept it from becoming a communist country, but you didn't do a darn thing? Kimberly Marin, talk me down off the ceiling. Will you please?
No, look, this country's been going that route for a long time because the left has been pushing things while parents and regular people have been asleep, not paying attention. And now it's at the crux. Like, they really have the power to try to really make it, push it over the edge. We thought Obama was going to do it, but he didn't.
No.
And then they never thought Trump would get elected. They figured Hillary Clinton would be that clinch pin. But that didn't work, which is why we saw the last election and all the BS with COVID. That was intentional. So they are, the left will do anything to destroy this country and turn it into a leftist hellhole.
Let me ask you something.
It's a Marxist wet dream what they're doing.
Do you think, and I've asked this question of other people, and think about it before you really jump on it, because I know what I want to say at first, is do you think their whole goal is simply to destroy this country, or do they actually believe that the processes and the things that they want to do will make this country better?
They know the processes and their leftist ideology will not make this country better and will harm this country. They know that. Listen, Joe, you're talking about people who hate America. Don't believe me. Read the things they say. Watch the things they do. Look at all the things they've done just over the past several years with trying to destroy our history. We know this is what happens in other countries, other communist countries that have done this. Destroy the history, change the language, make everyone and turn everyone into like a collective. But first they have to get everyone fighting against each other. Because as long as we're all fighting against each other, men versus women, black versus white, gay versus straight, whatever, you know, on and on and on. We can go through the list. As long as we're all fighting, we'll never unite against them. They know that.
Right.
We've seen this before in history.
Yep.
They want to destroy it to what it is now, our freedoms, our liberty, our individualism, so they can turn it into the collective cesspool, violent, murderous regime that communism is.
Yep. No question about it. No, I'm sorry. It is almost like the Dem ideology, where they really believe that what is best for the country is what they believe it to be, the teaching, the training, the education, the whole nine yards.
So there's a difference, though. The people that are funding all of this, the people that are pushing all of this, there's people that know exactly what they're doing. Then there's the middle managers, let's say. The middle managers, they're just doing what they're told. They don't know. They're just not that bright, doing what they're told. And then there's the regular people who, they're ignorant. And I don't mean that in a negative way. They're just ignorant of the truth because they believe what these people are telling them. Because we've got to remember, it's not just elected politicians that are spewing lies all the time. You have people from all levels of government, from school boards all the way up. You have the media, and you have the universities, and you have public schools and private schools. It's not just public schools. I thought about that the other day. It's not just public schools that are teaching crap and indoctrinating kids. It's private schools, too.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know what goes on
and how people fight against private schools. Because, you know, you and I have talked about this before, and me, I pay close attention to the Christian schools who have gone off the deep end as well.
Not Christian schools.
No, they have. I mean, they had an RA they threw out of a Christian school, a Catholic school, because he put up a whole thing that marriage is between a man and a woman, and put the scripture up behind the picture that defends that statement. And it was inflammatory. It wasn't something you should have to put up there. Go, wait a minute. We as Christians aren't supposed to be ashamed of this. You know?
Well, it's a Christian school. Right?
Yes.
People saying the other day, oh, they shouldn't be saying anything about Biden not getting communion. I'm like, okay, if you're Catholic and you're supposed to follow the Catholic doctrine and you say that you're Catholic and you follow the doctrine, even I as an agnostic understand this. And I wouldn't give him communion either. Or Pelosi or any of these scumbags who claim to be Catholic and, oh, I go to church every week, yet they turn around and they push the most disgusting abortion laws on the planet in place.
Yep.
Hello? No,
but think about something. They handle their Catholicism, they handle their religion like they handle the law, right? It applies to everybody else. They know what's better for us. So, I mean, I love that one guy, Ted Lieu, who said, you know, just let them try to keep me from getting communion. Ted has no clue as to what he's talking about. Who does he think he is? I mean just at the basic religious level, thou shalt not kill, okay? God believes that every baby is a human being, and you believe that you have a right to take that life because you're smarter than God, and you're going to teach the Catholic Church that. Wow. And, I want to be there when you fight that one out.
I just hit my elbow. Listen, the thing is, it's not just, you know, we believe in a woman's choice, quiet about it, you know, pass laws about it. They believe in infanticide, for Christ's sake, God's sake. Sorry.
No, you're right, though. They do.
Yeah.
You know,
they've shown their true colors over the past, 10 years or more? They've totally shown how disgusting they are.
Well, they've got people so afraid. They interviewed
this
guy.
They should be excommunicated.
Well, I got a clip. They interviewed this guy, and he was at a Planned Parenthood rally, you know, Save the Women or whatever it was, except for the unborn women, but Save the Women. And the commentator said to him point blank, said, okay, so let me just ask you. The woman's in labor. Can we abort? Yes. Okay. The baby is two-thirds of the way down the birth canal. Can we abort? Yes. Now, you realize that this is a live baby, ready, her body, her choice. It's expelling itself from her body. Is there a cutoff point? And he actually said, because he's petrified, he's looking around, this little weenie guy, and he said, well, I guess right up until the time they cut the umbilical cord. I'm thinking, wow, you are a sick SOB.
Wow.
That baby can walk on it, you know, not walk, but you know what I'm saying. That baby can survive on its own, I mean, up to even 5 weeks before that point. We've had him survive it 19 weeks.
We've had him survive earlier than that, Joe.
All right,
earlier than that, even.
Okay, well, send me the link. I believe you. But send me the link, because when people ask me, I've got one for the 19 weeks. But if you got earlier, God bless. I'd love to have it.
God, I just saw a story on that.
You know?
I wish I saved it.
But it shows you that, first of all, there is no reality to them. Reality is what they perceive it to be at the moment it leaves their mouths. Is it not?
Yeah. They're just mentally disturbed.
Sad.
I mean, you have to be mentally disturbed to say those kinds of things and think that's okay. I've seen Planned Parenthood representatives say that. Women. Who said, yep, nope, there's no limit. No limit. And if a mother has an abortion and that baby's born alive, nope.
You know,
that baby should not live. She wanted an abortion.
Oh, yeah. I was just thinking about the fact that we are so afraid. Even the woman that ran this organization last night said to me, you know, there's certain things I'd like you to stay from, not hit them head on. And I tell you what, I just went into Joe mode, and it started coming out, and the place erupted with applause. And I just looked over at her like, you know what, I'm not sorry. They wanted to hear this. Joe Mantegna, your host, will be back in a minute. Don't go far. Kimberly will still be with us.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events, showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought? I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying television.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GROW-JOE, 855-732-5562. Let me just bring her back on. Always appreciate her time with me. Kimberly Marin joins us usually to kick the week off, and I always appreciate her insight as to what's going on out there, what's happening. Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
You know, again, we could spend hours on some of this stuff, whether it's CRT, which I really think is funny because they have already set the stage with some of these young people and getting them to believe that these conservatives, whether they're white or black, you know, the other thing I think is funny is that what do you say to these people? When I asked this person this question, they had no answer for me. So when I have a large group of black people who say, and oh, she kept calling them African Americans, I kept saying, well, are they all from Africa? Because I got a lot of black friends, and they keep saying, stop calling me an African-American. I'm from Belize. I'm from this. I'm from that.
Right.
Right? That shows you their
so
mindset.
Stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, the bottom line with it was like, so are you saying to me that all black folks who don't believe in CRT, who don't believe in systemic racism, she brought up all the hot points, right, who don't believe, are they ill-informed? Have they been brainwashed by the white man? What do you say to them? And some of these people I know would love to talk with you. They've got PhDs, okay?
Yep.
I mean, they're well-educated people. What would you say to them? She had nothing.
You got to remember, white lefties think they know what's best for black people.
Yeah. Yeah. She reminds me of that girl that was yelling at the black cop calling him racist.
These people don't see how stupid they are. They don't see how racist they are. When they say, when Democrats say, we can't have voter ID because minorities can't get voter ID, can't get ID. Do they realize how racist that is?
No, they don't.
You're saying minorities are too stupid to get voter ID? Really?
Yeah. Well, wait a minute. The best one was the internet one, remember?
Oh my God.
They don't know how to use the internet. Not that they don't have access to, they don't know how to use it.
Joe, I see that. I can't remember his name. He did a thing asking white liberals at Berkeley what Ami, I can't remember his last name.
No, but it was great because he asked the white
it was
with
perfect,
the black people. Yeah.
Because it showed you exactly what white leftists thought about the black community and thought about black people. They can't get internet. They don't have internet. They can't get it. They can't get ID. Look, they can't get to the registry. I mean, they can't. How are they going to get? It was embarrassing.
Yep.
Embarrassing. He interviewed black people, they're like, what? What are you talking about?
Yeah. Who said that? When they heard who said it, they were floored.
It's bad. And that's why I can't understand why black people ever vote for leftists. Because they treat them. I don't understand why anyone. Okay, anyone. But the Democrats do the same thing to women. They demean us. They make us like we're victims and the government has to help us. They do it all the time. They lie and tell us things that aren't true. And unfortunately, a bunch of women believe them. So they say, oh, my God, I'm a victim. I have to have them help me. And it's a lie. You're not a victim. They're demeaning you.
Right.
And they're treating you like a piece of crap. They do it to all the categories of people. Yep. Minorities, gay, women. They've been doing it for years.
But it's how, you know,
some of us don't fall for it because we're not, we think.
Well, Evan Sayet comes on the show, and it's always the first thing he says to me. He says, look, the first time you think is the first time you're no longer a Democrat.
He's not wrong. He's not wrong. You take that red pill, that's it. You're done. And I don't mean red as in Republican. I mean red as in you wake up and see what's going on.
Isn't that the funny thing? People assume, you talk about making a butt out of yourself, people assume that people like you and I want them to join the Republican Party. And I always say the same thing. I don't want you to join the Republican Party. I do want you to get the party, you know, of dictators. I want you to learn what's going on. I want you to make the decisions for yourself. Go become an independent for a while. Figure it out. And if you never join a Republican Party, at least if you leave the Dem Party, I'll be happy.
So all I have to say is I never have been a member of a political party, and I never will be. I really honestly can't stand any political parties. They all have their own issues. But there's one party that's way worse than the other, and that's Democrats.
You know, just look at the infighting that's going on right now with them, as how to go further left or further in whatever direction it is. And
the fact I don't can you explain something to me?
I can.
Why is it that Nancy Pelosi is so beholden to the left wing freak squad?
She's not. I think she's just afraid of them, frankly.
Why?
Okay, really? I can't even figure them out. I can't even figure out how they think.
So, if she's afraid of them, what that tells me is that her base is now consists of left wing extremists because they booted all the blue dogs out. Like Manchin and Sinema are the only possible two left, and I don't even trust either of them.
Right.
Because Manchin voted for this bill today, H.R. 1, the voting bill that would destroy integrity in our elections.
Right.
He voted for that today. I don't know about Sinema, but we the people have to rely on those two supposed blue dog Democrats.
Yep.
Aren't really.
No.
Maybe we'll get saved from the filibuster.
Boy, no. No, I'm. I look at. I'm looking at this stuff and thinking, man, if they don't take this in 2022, and, you know, it's not a gimme. That's why I tell people, please knock this off. Just because the Republicans take control again, it's not a gimme they're going to do the right thing. Look what they did last time. They had all the power they needed. They could have made so much happen, and they did nothing. And as long as you keep Mitch McConnell, you know, at the head of one group, and I'm afraid of the guy they're going to pick for the other, I know him. And I'm just going to say, because I don't need any more lawsuits, I hope they don't pick him. Okay? I'll leave it at that. How's that? So
if we don't take back control in 2022...
Yeah, I'm moving to Italy. I'm just saying, I know where the crooks are.
What does it say about this country if we don't? All the states are trying to pass legislation to stop the ridiculous voting that happened in 2020,
yeah.
Which we still know there was shams all over the place. There was massive shenanigans all over the place. States are trying to pass laws.
Yeah. I know it's going to hit the Supreme Court. You know that. Eventually it's going to get to them whether or not that they have a right to do this and at what level and to what degree. Okay? And... Here's a piece of something that should send you into orbit. In California, Democrats are now suing, okay, to make the check. You ready for this one? This will send you to orbit. To make sure that every signature on the petition to recall Governor Newsom is real. Let that sink in.
What? So the same people who just let anyone vote, doesn't matter about the signature or ID, is doing that on the petition?
Yeah. And in Arizona and other states, they're getting ready to try to stop the signature matching from being used.
Oh my God! This is why people have to understand how insane Democrats are.
Well, don't you think the cracks are being made, and that there are more and more people? I mean, we're seeing the far left, far right, but don't you think more and more people in rank and file of the Democrat Party looking at this, going, "What is wrong with these people?"
I do see more people saying that, honestly. I see way more people, to be honest, people who weren't very political, saying that, and just looking around like, what in the hell is going on? They know, and most people know that Biden is not all there. He's not running a damn thing.
No, not even
the only time Biden speaks, on his own, of his own accord, he's usually a rude jerk.
Yeah,
I still say he
reminds you of that old, and all due respect to our World War II buddies, but he's like that old crazy World War II uncle that sits on the porch yelling at everybody, right?
No. He's that old miserable puppet.
Yes.
You know that puppet? He's one of the old man Muppets.
Yep.
Him and Bernie Sanders sitting up in that balcony. That's what they are, always complaining, nasty.
Yep. Oh. I just dropped that story.
Yeah,
we're
in big trouble.
I agree with you. But you know what? It's just like the school boards, what's going on. See, Congress doesn't get this. They get those people up in the balcony when they're, you know, screaming their things, and then they might have them outside, but they don't get what we get at the school board level, city council level. For those people 20 feet away from you, 40 feet away from you, and they're not happy, and it's, you know, relatively speaking, 200, 300, 400 people in the room when you tee them off. We get to see the people up close and personal. Those guys could, tell people where to find
you.
That's right. Where's that sound again?
GurneyCrock.com and ConservativeIND on Twitter.
Joe Massini, your host. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. Dr. B will join us for the next hour. She's going to try to fix me. Good luck to her. We'll be back in a few minutes.